Part 1. The Early Middle Ages, 550 to 1000. This section begins with the end of the Roman Empire and the emergence of a new civilization in Europe. But that change was not as abrupt as many think. Christianity transformed the Roman Empire. Then Roman authority over Europe, Asia, and Africa gradually declined and collapsed, leaving three unique cultures to influence the events of the European Middle Ages. Free from Roman imperial control, Europe was overcome with invasions and political and economic turmoil that left the region underpopulated and in ruins. But the institutions of the Roman Empire and Christian religion continued during this period and became the glue that held Europe together. After a short period of stability followed by another wave of invasions, Europeans developed new political and economic systems based on local control. By the end of Part 1, we see the maturing of a new civilization in Europe, distinct from the Roman Empire, but still its child. Chapter 1. The Roman World. The Roman Empire began on the Italian peninsula, which most people recognize from its boot-like shape. The location of this boot, which extends into the Mediterranean Sea in southern Europe, gives the peninsula a very mild and sometimes damp climate that, coincidentally, is great for farming. Of course, the peninsula's nutrient-rich soil doesn't hurt either. The peninsula is also protected by some natural barriers, which prevented migrations and invasions. Finally, the Italian peninsula juts out into the center of the Mediterranean Sea, which makes it a central point for sea trade in the Mediterranean Sea basin. All these geographic advantages combine to make the Italian peninsula an excellent foundation for an empire. The Roman Empire was one of the largest the world had seen. It occupied and dominated the Mediterranean Sea basin and straddled three different continents: Europe, Africa, and Asia. It also extended northward into Europe, deep into present-day France, Germany, and England, ruling these territories by a combination of strong armies, efficient administration, loyal conquered elites, and the Latin language. Later, as the Roman Empire declined, three unique cultures, barbarian, Byzantine, and Islamic, filled the power vacuum that was left, each having a dramatic impact on the course of the European Middle Ages. The End of the Roman Republic. The end of the Roman Republic began with revenge and ended with an emperor. Octavian, grandnephew and adopted son of Julius Caesar, who ruled from 49 to 44 BCE, wanted revenge for the murder of his granduncle, so he formed the Second Triumvirate with Mark Antony and Lepidus to exact revenge on Caesar's enemies. Once they accomplished this, these three men divided the large Roman Republic into three parts. Of course, that didn't last long. Octavian wanted more power and worked to that end, reaching his goal of total control of the Republic and Empire in 31 BCE, with the defeat of Mark Antony in Egypt. Octavian took the name Augustus Caesar, by which most people remember him, and ruled the Roman Empire from 27 BCE to 14 CE. During his reign, Augustus systemically took power away from the Senate and became the sole lawmaker and law executor, ending the representative government of the old Roman Republic. Although most would consider the end of representative government a tragedy for Rome, it did provide stability for an expanded empire to which the republican form of government was unsuited. In fact, this stability began a 200-year period of peace in Roman history called the Pax Romana, or Roman Peace. However, the new Roman Empire that Augustus established couldn't be all roses. The first four emperors who ruled from 14 to 68 CE, called the Julian Emperors because they were all related to Julius Caesar, brought some interesting episodes of intrigue. Tiberius Caesar was paranoid of treachery within his administration. One could hardly blame him, considering the recent events, and accused innocent people of treason. The emperor Caligula was mentally disturbed, and it showed. He wanted to raise his horse to a position as consul. The only thing that prevented it was his assassination. Claudius was old and could not focus on affairs of the state. And finally, Nero was cruel and also mentally disturbed. It was rumored that in order to have a palace built in a populated section of Rome, Nero set fire to it, and while Rome burned, Nero fiddled. The Good Emperors.